Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Devils get to the Sabres line. That's as far as they go. 2-on-1 now as Benson holds it. Fire scores! Sabres have taken the lead in New Jersey. Benson continuing his scoring run here. And it's 2-1 Buffalo.
Zach Benson, a beautiful fake shot all at the same time, beats Jake Allen. That gave Buffalo a 2-1 lead. That's all they would need as they go on to win 3-1. That is our goal of the game tonight, brought to you by Roswell Park Comprehensive Cancer Center. Early detection of cancer is our goal. Get in the game at roswellpark.org/WGR. We welcome you into the postgame. Brian Colziel here with you. We'll get to Paul Hamilton in just one moment. Sabres victorious for the 6th straight game. Despite giving up the first goal to Jack Hughes in his return, the rest of the way, Buffalo pretty sound defensively. Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen played one of his best games. And for Luukkonen, some monster saves, including our save of the game.
Sends it back up top, working with Meyer, who has it high in the zone. Hughes takes the shot in front. Luukkonen had it, lost it, gets it back again. And that is a big recovery for Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen.
Luukkonen with some big saves in the first, including that one right there. That was in the third period where he was perfect. And our save of the game brought to you by your Upstate Honda dealers for great deals on the entire Honda lineup. Visit your local Upstate Honda dealer today. Buffalo victorious 3-1. Norris and Benson in the second. Krebs in the third into the empty net on a great hustle play and a 3-1 victory. So Buffalo now with the win. That's 6 straight games. And we'll update you here on the standings coming up here in just a few moments as Buffalo wins again and increases their point total now to 38 in the standings as they are now 17-14-4. They are 3 back of a playoff spot. Both wild cards have 41 and third place in the Atlantic. Tampa has 41. All right, Paul Hamilton now. Paul, they played that third period pretty close to how you wanted it to go, and well, we'll get to Paul, I guess, in a few moments here. All right, no Paul. I will say it. I think Paul was asking for them to keep up and play like they did in the second. I thought they did a nice job of that throughout, and I think, you know, when you look at what Luukkonen had to do, look at Alex Lyon right now has grabbed this number one job, and for Luukkonen, this was a high-pressure spot. He's been terrible on the road this year. You know, Luukkonen has to think, look, I can't let Alex Lyon just run away and take this job here. I've got to come through. I've got to come through and be better on the road. And for Luukkonen to come out and make those two huge saves in the first and then be solid the rest of the way, perfect second, perfect third. I think for Luukkonen, he had to feel the pressure like, look, I have to step up here. If I'm going to continue to be in this mix to play while Alex Lyon is essentially maybe running away with taking my spot here. I'm going to have to show Lindy Ruff that he can count on me too, whether it's home or the road or whenever. And I think Luukkonen for tonight showed, hey, you can count on me too. And the Sabres only let up one against a New Jersey team that got some of their offensive firepower back here tonight. All right, let's go to Paul Hamilton now. Paul, you asked for the Sabres to kind of keep their good play going in the third from the second, and I think for the most part they did that, including when Luukkonen needed to be called upon, he was there for his team.
Yeah, it did look like they got a little fatigued. I mean, New Jersey did come at them, but they were up for it. I mean, Luukkonen made more big saves in the third period. Really wasn't called upon in the second period to do that, but I thought he did it in the third period. Did a very nice job, and the Sabres were able to come away with the victory. Again, you know, defending a one-goal lead. They've done it every game so far, 5-on-5, since the Seattle game, and done it very well. The only time they didn't was when yesterday when they had the 6-on-4. You know, and that turned into a goal that allowed them to tie the hockey game, but the Sabres were able to win it in a shootout. So they still were able to win the game, but 5-on-5 defending, I thought they did the job again, you know, that year, or last night rather. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you start with the Seattle game and just keep going. And, you know, I think, you know, they've kind of learned their lessons a little bit. They just appear to be finally saying to themselves, you know what, maybe we should do it Lindy Ruff's way, you know, because yeah. Lindy Ruff's way seems to be winning his hockey games. When we're doing it our way and being pigheaded about the whole thing, it's not working. So maybe we should do it his way, and we might get an opportunity to win a hockey game. And that's exactly what has started to happen and exactly why they have their first, six-game winning streak since December 31st, 2022.
Yeah, been a long time for sure. Paul, how about just a quick focus solely on Luukkonen here? He ends up facing 27 shots, 26 saves, including some big ones in the first that we've already talked about, a couple of nice ones in the third. Before you came on air or came and joined me there, I was saying how he probably had to feel like, hey, this is a pressure spot for me. I've been terrible on the road. Lyon essentially has grabbed the number one job. If I want to see the crease anytime soon here and have Lindy be able to trust to go to me, I've got to show my team that I can come through, and he did tonight.
He did, and he came through, with some great saves. You can't blame him for the goal. I mean, he was fine on the goal. That was Kesselring backing into him, and then there was like a sprint screen past him. So there was nothing he could do on the goal. He made some great saves in the first period also. Some great A saves that really kept the score at 1-0 until the Sabres were actually able to tie it at 19:48 of the period. So, and he hadn't won a game all year on the road. You know, don't forget that, you know. So, yeah. You know, it's not like he's had a lot of confidence on the road, but I think he probably drew some confidence off making those saves early and drew some confidence off that. Coming into the game, he was 0-4-1 with a 3.97 and an 8.43 on the road. And at home, he was 4-1-0 with a 1.97 and a 9.21. So I told you before the game, I would not have done the goalies the way Lindy Ruff did. But Lindy Ruff just won two games. So that's probably the reason he's coaching the Sabres and I'm not. So, you know, he kind of figured it out.
Paul Hamilton here with me, Brian Colziel, following a 3-1 Sabres victory as Buffalo gets their sixth straight win. Peyton Krebs seals it into the empty net at 17:59. Thompson, Paul, made a nice play on that. I know Krebs hustles, and, you know, Krebs obviously had a huge hand in it too, but Thompson had the puck after Buffalo was kind of pinned in their own zone for a little while there, Paul. I was nervous that, hey, they're not going to get this out. This is going to end up in their net. And Thompson, even though there was a few devils around him, he flicks it up just high enough to allow Krebs to get the wheels going, and Krebs is flying to make sure it's not an icing. And then he obviously beats the devil's player there and able to put it into the net. I thought That was a well-earned assist on that empty net goal.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. I mean, that probably becomes icing if Krebs doesn't hustle like that. And those are the little things that he does that I think people don't realize. I mean, other than Owen Power, I probably get more garbage about Krebs on my line than anything else. All you have to do is go look at the numbers. Go look at the analytic numbers. When Krebs is on a line with Thompson, the analytic numbers come out pretty well. And analytics would say he belongs on that line. But, you know, there's a narrative about Krebs, and people want to be right, so they're not going to, you know, they're going to shoot him down at every – it's kind of like Lukanen.
Yeah.
You know, there's a narrative about it, and they're just going to shoot him down. So, you know, Krebs does have his – you would like him to score more. I mean, you need more than one goal out of him, sure. But there are certain things he does in a game that, the forecheck, just the relentlessness of the way he plays. He's always on you. He's like always biting at you. He's always, you know, in the crease. He's always around, you know. And with that in mind, you know, it makes him a useful player. He's a player that Lindy Ruff really likes. Lindy Ruff likes using him. Now, would he be on this line if everybody were healthy? No. Would he be on this line if they had done a better job of constructing their roster and had some depth on it where they could put them in the top six? No. But they don't have that. So you go with what you got. And that's what they got. And numbers say that it's going well.
3-1 the final. Let's get in a couple of final stats here, brought to you by Level Financial Advisors, helping you retire better. Visit levelfa.com. Shots end up 27-25 in favor of the Devils. It was 9-4 New Jersey in that third period. There was only one penalty in the whole game. Benson got it late in the first. That was it. So the Sabres, no power play opportunities, and the Devils were 0-1. So a very quiet night there so far. Lukanen gets the win. He makes 26 saves. Allen, the loss. Buffalo's 25th shot, of course, went into the empty net. So he lets in two goals and makes 22 saves in this game here tonight. Again, those are your final stats brought to you by Level Financial Advisors, helping you retire better. Visit levelfa.com. All right, let's read a couple of tweets here with Paul. Time to get connected with our fans, powered by Verizon. Get to your local Verizon store today. We always welcome you. Send them in at BrianWGR. Paul Mark says, very impressive on the back-to-back with some pressure all night. He thought that was key. You and I, throughout all the intermissions, we didn't really talk much about the Sabres looking too tired. I know you thought maybe a little down the stretch, but I guess considering New Jersey didn't play yesterday, if just that little thing that you mentioned there was all we talked about, then I think they handled it well.
But they figured out a way. I mean, early on, I thought they looked fatigued, maybe first half of the first period, and I thought they came on. I thought they really came on in the second period, and I thought they did look somewhat fatigued in the third period. Lukanen had to be sharp on a couple of plays. The team was sharp, too. They blocked some shots, including one right at the end. Sometimes they had to be sharp just to get the puck out. They turned it over a little bit more than they have recently. But after they turned it over, they were able to get back and make some plays. You know, cover up for each other. Help each other out. You know, and that's the difference. Yeah, all right, maybe you're a little tired. Maybe you turn the puck over. But, all right, I'm player A, but my teammate, player B, covered up for me and got back and helped me. Or the goaltender made a great save for me. You know, or when the goaltender had problems in the net and was spinning around. You know, well, they got it out of there. You know, so they helped him out. So it all just kind of goes hand in hand. They're just, like, working as a team, which is something I can't even tell you the last time I've seen this group at work as a team, like for a full season. They do it in certain spurts, probably every year, but not long enough. But now it's just like they're teammates and they're there to help each other.
One more tweet here. Dave says, I haven't seen the team look this good in years. Paul, he's factually correct. The last time they won six in a row, you said it was 2022, right?
Yeah. Yeah, so, you know, and this is kind of the type of game where you're saying, oh, they've won five in a row, but it's back-to-back against a good New Jersey team. Boy, that could present some problems, you know, type of a thing. But
And they got two big names back tonight, too.
Yeah. So, you know.
Hughes and Meyer, yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, it might present some problems. I get that. But they figured out the problems, you know. When the chips are down in these games, you know, they figure it out. They figure out a way to win. When they came home from the West Coast, they played the first half of a game that was as bad as I've seen them play in a while. They were bad. But Lion held them in. They were within a goal. And they didn't play the whole game poorly. They figured it out. And that's the thing. You got to figure it out sometimes. And then they came on and they took the game over. And it was their game then. So, you know, those are the things we're seeing now that we really weren't seeing before. So, you know, it's, again, it's a very short sample here. So, you know, we'll wait and see. You almost say the Christmas break is not coming at the right time. You know, no. You got one more game and it's the Christmas break. No, it's not all that long. But still, you know, when you're on a roll, you want to keep going. You know, you don't want to break, but that's the way it is. So,
yeah, they'll have 3 days off of game action. They'll play on the 23rd against Ottawa and then off 24, 25.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here for Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having 4 kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
26, as the whole league is.
And people are wondering, there's no practice either. No team can practice.
Yeah.
And you have to travel the day of the first game back. You can't travel the night before like you normally would. So all those games that come out of the break, you know, you're on a plane. Some teams will morning skate at home. Some will leave like at 8 a.m. morning skate there and then get day rooms, you know, so the players can rest. And they try not to, for the most part, make teams like travel all over the place. There was one coming out of a break. Buffalo went to Minnesota, which I thought was pretty – I didn't think that was fair because you're actually going to a different time zone. But usually it's like Buffalo goes to Boston or Pittsburgh goes to Buffalo or
– which is what we have here. Boston's coming to Buffalo.
Right. Short flights, you know, that aren't a huge big deal. But I just want fans to know that no team can practice. You know, once they're done with the Ottawa game, no team can practice, no team can play, and the day games resume, you travel that day of the game. It's like a preseason game. That's what they do in the preseason. So that's the way they do it.
All right. Thanks again for everybody sending in their tweets. Let's get our 3 stars of the game in next, brought to you by Blue Star Home Services, your heating and cooling experts. Ready to improve your home's comfort game plan? Get started at BlueStarHS.com. Hughes with a goal was star number three in his return. Benson with a goal. He had the game winner, star number two. And Lukanen, 26 saves in the win tonight for Buffalo. He is star number one.
Yeah, I finally agree with somebody's stars.
There you go. You got it. All right, Paul, so Ottawa is next, and ironically enough, that's who Buffalo, at least right now, in terms of point total, they're tied with. The Senators' points percentage-wise is ahead because they've played one less game, but both of those teams have 38 points. So we keep saying not only is this stretch important here because of where you are in the standings, but it's important in terms of their opponent. They're playing so many of these East teams that are all jumbled together. So if this tough task of getting themselves back in it can happen, they're facing opponents that if they can get some more regulation wins like they did tonight, it can set up for it. And Ottawa's up next, so it's another key swing in the standings here. It could be another 4-point swing in their favor if they get it done.
Well, fans don't realize it, though. There's a little bad news from Ottawa. Brady Tkachuk is playing. He wasn't playing last time the Sabres played them. He was out for quite a bit. But he has returned, and he's gotten hot. He's gone from, like, one goal to five or six goals in a big hurry here. So, you know, it's not good news for the Sabres that they have their captain back, but it's plenty of good news for the Ottawa Senators that they have their captain back.
That's right. And when you look at these other games, when it's East versus East, you can't have what's happening right now. They're in overtime in Pittsburgh, Paul. Penguins and Canadiens, again, two teams that are just in front of Buffalo. Actually, Pittsburgh right now, 1 point back, but You want to, you know, somebody has to win these games, but you can't have too many of these go to OT or shootouts because that's what makes the task even more difficult here. You're always rooting for, obviously, the West to beat the East in regulation, but when it's Atlantic versus Atlantic, somebody's got to win. You just hope it doesn't end up being a 3-point game.
Yeah, no, absolutely do. And, you know, we'll see where this all goes. I mean, there's still plenty of work to be done. There are still a lot of teams to leapfrog over. I wanted to look at the standings here, but something's wrong in the NHL and their games. They have the Sabres in the second intermission with 5:05 left to go at 2-1. They have the Avalanche. I don't know how many of these are right or wrong or whatever, but I know they aren't right in some cases here.
Yeah, I am not using the NHL site right now for all of our stats and things.
Same thing is happening there. They have the final, but if you're looking for the stats of the numbers, they're not there.
Yes, I'm using my CBS Sports app on my phone because the NHL site didn't work, the NHL media site didn't work, and then ESPN didn't work. So yes, that's where we battle through it here, Paul. I got everything though.
All right, now there I can go there. So
that's right. Try CBS Sports. That's working. All right. Well, Paul, I will let you go, and looking forward to seeing if Buffalo can make it 7 in a row. Let's finish with this. I always love to ask you this, and you always, you know, say you don't really know, but I love your opinion on it. Back to Lyon on Tuesday, right?
Oh, definitely. Definitely. Yeah. I mean, but at least you know now that, you know, when you need Lukanen and you have a bunch of games together, which, you know, they're a little bit more spread out again coming back. You know, with Boston coming in, and then you have a day, and then you wind up in, I don't remember which is first, Dallas or St. Louis, and then you have a day, and you go to the other one, the one I'm missing. I think St. Louis is first, but I'm not positive. Yeah. And, you know, so you have a couple of days in between. You could run Lyon through that whole space there, but at least you know you don't have to.
That's right. You got options, which is ultimately a good problem to have. Okay, Paul, thank you very much. Appreciate it. We will talk to you Tuesday with the Sabres and the Senators from Ottawa.
Sounds good. Talk to you then.
All right. Paul Hamilton with us here on the postgame. 3-1 Buffalo victorious. They've won their sixth straight for the first time since 2022. All right. Let's see what's going on elsewhere. Going to get our drive around the league now brought to you by AAA, the official partner of the Buffalo Sabres. We'll start with the NFL and the Bills today. They improved to 11-4, squeak out a victory in Cleveland. It wasn't as easy as people wanted, but the Bills go on to win it by a score of 23-20. James Cook, 117-yard performance, two touchdowns on the ground for Buffalo in their win. They host Philadelphia next week. Other games of note halftime right now in the Sunday night game. The Ravens and the Patriots are all tied up at 10 apiece. If the Patriots lose, the Pats and the Bills will be tied at 11-4, but New England will still have the tiebreaker. Buffalo still would need a divisional loss to the Patriots in either one of their final games, either against the Jets or the Dolphins. Other games from the AFC of note, the Chargers. They're tied with the Bills at 11-4 in the wildcard race. They doubled up Dallas today, 34-17. Jets dropped to 3-12. They lose in New Orleans badly, 29-6. Carolina takes control right now of the NFC South, a three-point victory over Tampa, 23-20. The Vikings hold on to beat the Giants, 16-13. Kansas City without Patrick Mahomes and now without Gardner Minshew. He left with an injury. The Titans roll the Chiefs, 26-9. Joe Burrow, big day. Four touchdown passes. They win in Miami, 45-21. Denver drops to 12-3. They lost at home for the first time to Jacksonville, who's now 11-4. Jags win 34-20. Another big day for Trevor Lawrence. Atlanta gets by Arizona, 26-19. The Steelers improved to 9-6. They're still on top of the AFC North. They win in Detroit, 29-24. Houston squeaking by Las Vegas. The Texans are now 10-5. They win by 2, 23-21. All right, NHL action right now. Shootout victory. It just ended in Pittsburgh. The Penguins snap their 8-game losing skid and beat the Canadiens by a score of 4-3. That puts Pittsburgh back in front of Buffalo by a point in the Eastern Conference standings. There is one game going on right now in Edmonton. The Oilers right now holding on to a 4-1 lead against Vegas after two periods of play. All the other games are final. Overtime win for the Red Wings. They beat Washington 3-2. Colorado rolls Minnesota 5-1. Ottawa 6-2 winners in Boston. The Leafs continue to struggle. Just one goal on the road in Dallas. The Stars win 5-1. Nashville beats the Rangers 2-1. And Utah in overtime over Winnipeg by a score of 4-3. There's our driver on the league. And again, our final, Buffalo 3, New Jersey 1. Sabres have won their sixth in a row. And up next will be Ottawa. And, of course, we'll have it for you right here on the Sabres Radio Network on Tuesday night. That is a 7 o'clock puck drop, pregame at 6 on our flagship on WGR. And Paul will be on hand in Ottawa, so we'll have our locker room reports and live interviews and all that sort of stuff. So we're looking forward to that. All of our locker room reports on all of our broadcasts brought to you by Outlet Liquor. When you need to stock up, it's the place to buy a case. What's your outlet? All right, 3-1 the final. And at this time, we're going to say goodbye to all of our local affiliates, as well as all of you listening on our flagship on WGR in Buffalo. Thanks for being with us. A busy sports Sunday. The Bills get it done, and then the Sabres finish it off with their win in New Jersey tonight. I want to thank our crew, TJ Luckman, our network producer, Kyle Powell on our social media. Check out his game story, WGR550.com. Tom Maddy was our engineer, Paul Hamilton, our reporter, and for our game announcers, Dan Dunleavy and Rob Ray. I'm Brian Colziel. Thank you for listening. The final again from Newark, New Jersey. It was the Sabres 3 and the Devils 1. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday night. We'll talk to you Tuesday with Buffalo and Ottawa right here on the Buffalo Sabres Radio Network. Good night, everyone.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab.
We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.